Good evening, everyone. We're in for another treat tonight. We have the amazing man of God with us once again, Apostle Paul Ame. We are looking forward to hearing you, Apostle. You always bring something fresh to the table. We appreciate you taking the time again to be with us. God bless you. Everyone is excited to hear what you have to say directly from the Lord to us tonight. I won't take much more time. I want to give you all the time that you need. Bless you, Apostle. Apostle Mike sends his greetings along with Pastor Maria and the Glory and Peace family. Please take it over. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless everyone. We give God the praise for another time in the presence of God. What a mighty God we serve. We thank Him for His grace. And I want to appreciate the man and the woman of God, the bishop and our spiritual father and mentor. We give God praise for their life and we pray for the strength of God over them and welcome every one of you to this presence. And we give God the praise in the next few moments as we hear what the Lord is saying. We give Him all the praise and I pray for the influence of the Holy Spirit. And I want everyone to know that in the realm of the Spirit, there is no difference. God can touch, God can change, God can meet you at the point of your need. And we know that God supernaturally will bring His power upon every life in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Let's pledge yourself. Thank the Lord one more time for the privilege of a new year. And we give Him praise for the mighty, mighty miracle. Thank you for what He has been doing from the beginning of the year for the 31 days of this spiritual walk with God. And we thank you. We thank you for all of the speakers that have been speaking, and we give God praise. We thank you right now for the strength of fasting and prayer. We thank you for the influence and the Spirit of God that has been moving in various ways, speaking to people, touching lives, changing people. So we give Him all the glory and honor in the name of Jesus Christ. We give Him all of it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. I want to welcome everyone again to the presence of the living God. And I trust God that you will be blessed tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. The last time I was ministering, I think the fourth of January, we're talking about a partner with God and again the benefit of partnering with God. I want to pick one of those places I was talking about supernaturally believing God for a word for someone today, that you cannot partner with God and be left out in the blessing. In the name of the living God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I want to speak about partnering with God commands the presence of God. You cannot partner with God without carrying the presence of God. You cannot partner with God without the influence of His mighty hand. You know, we talked about the little Genesis the last time and see what God can do for a man and a woman that partner with Him. You know, and one of the benefits is that His presence will constantly be with you. I want you to understand today that no man can survive, no man can fulfill his destiny, no man can fulfill his potential without the presence of God. And this is what Moses asked the Lord, that he cannot move any further except His presence go with him. Life is a difficult journey without God's presence. Life will become a difficult journey without the presence of God. Because we are living in a world where it's complicated. We are living in a world where it is dangerous. We are living in a world where wickedness, the Bible says, the life of wickedness. We're living in a world where if you don't have discernment, you will be lost in every way. So I believe strongly that the presence of God becomes what is required for you to take the journey of life. For what is required for you to come into fulfilling your destiny. Let's look at the Bible. It says in Exodus chapter 15. You know, this was Moses. In Exodus 15 and verse 20 all the way to 22, It is where we start from, because I believe strongly that when we begin to partner with God, we begin to enjoy divine things. Divine presence is a guaranteed factor to fulfill destiny. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks. Without the presence of God, you will become a victim of Satan and weakness. We know that Satan is a merciless, wicked fighter. So the presence of God gives you that protection, gives you that cover. Look at what Moses said in Exodus 15 and verse 20. All the way to 22, this was Moses declaring what God did on their way, in their journey in the wilderness. You know, the Bible says, so they took their journey from Sukkot and camped in Ether at the edge of the wilderness. And look at what it says, verse 21, and the Lord went before them. By day, they took their journey. I don't know the journey we are taking this year. Without the presence of God, it's going to be a very difficult year. Without God's help, without God's presence. The Bible says they took their journey from Sukkot and camping on them at the edge of the wilderness. So it came to a place. The wilderness is a dry place. The wilderness is not a place. It's not a good place. It's a dry place. It's a place where nothing grows. The wilderness is a place of constraint, limitation, and stagnation. And the Bible came to that place. And look at what the Bible says. And the Lord went before them. God had to go, because when they left Egypt, they came to the end. The wilderness, he wants to go. I don't know if you know where the wilderness is, if you go to the Middle East. Once in the wilderness, everywhere is sandy. There is nowhere to go. You don't know where to turn to, because everywhere is just plain and sandy everywhere. Everywhere. And the Bible says they got to the edge. In other words, they don't know where to go. It is the same way that we have come into the new year, and we can't tell what the future is, except the presence of God is with us. So I want to encourage you, because without the presence of God, we cannot fulfill the mandate of why God gave us this new year. So the Bible says, the Lord went before them. So God has to go before them. If not, if they go before the Lord, they're going to get confused. They're going to struggle in the wilderness, because they're just coming out of bondage. They're just coming out of 430 years of bondage. They've never gone outside the territory of where they were bound. They've never seen anything new outside what the system of Egypt is for. So because there's nowhere to go. So for 430 years, they've been in bondage. And God has just delivered them out of that generational bondage. And now they want to take steps into their fulfillment, into their promises. They want to take steps into what God has called them into. And now they are now at the edge, the same way that we are at the edge. January is like the edge of the year. January is like the first month, and it's like a thing we are at the edge. And we have been praying, trusting God, believing God, writing down visions, plans, prayer requests, believing God for answers to pray, trying to know the directions where we need to go. So the Bible says that the Lord has to go before them. Now, that is what each of the guarantees required blessings to reach for destiny. Because a journey without the presence of God will become a burden. A journey without the presence of God will become a hopeless journey. A journey without the presence of God will become a difficult journey. A year without God's presence will become a year that will become battles full of pain and all kind of defeat. So the Bible says the Lord went before them. I have to make you understand, the Lord went before them. The Lord has to go before you. So one of the benefits is the presence of God. Once you commit your year before the Lord, you partner with the Lord, he will go before you. That is what the Bible says. And look at how he went to the Bible, by day in a pillar of cloud. Why? To lead the way. To lead the way. To lead the way. The pillar of cloud. To lead the way. To lead the way. So there is a presence that needs to lead the way, and the Lord has to lead the way, because the wilderness, there is no compass. They don't have any GPS. They don't have anything to take them out. In the same way that we don't, our natural eyes can see the spirit. We don't even know what the next 1 hour will be. So the Lord has to lead the way. So it's required that the presence of God has to lead the way, because the world we are living in is full of all kinds of objects. It's full of all kinds of good ideas. It's full of all kinds of things. But the fact is, a good idea doesn't mean, you know, it's a God idea. So we have to understand supernatural. Okay, I need to work on my. Okay, I don't know. Let me see here. All right, I don't know if that is okay now. I don't know if my mic is okay. Just let me know if it's okay.
It sounds better. It sounds better.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you. So we see that God has to lead us. So we need to have the presence of God. So the Bible says God led the way by the pillar of cloud. He led the way in the day. He gave them a sign that his presence is with them. Because Moses says his journey is too great. He's not good. God is not going to get your presence yet. Don't take us, don't lift us out of this place. So God has to lead them, you know, the way, and by night in the pillar of fire. Why? To give them life so as to go by day and by night. There are many of you right now that you are probably in a crossroad and you need direction. This is what God is doing right now. His presence is going to give you direction. His presence is going to tell you exactly what to do. His presence is going to bring you to the place where you know exactly where to go, what to do in the next hour. So partnering with God brings his presence. His presence. And the Bible says, look at what it says in verse 22. It did not take away the pillar of cloud, but it did not, because it is a required guarantee factor for them to survive in the wilderness, not to go confused. It did not take away the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire by night from before the people. He has to constantly be with them. The presence of God is what directs your way. The presence of God is what directs the path. Even the psalmist says that we are strangers in this world. You know, so strangers don't know their way. They need direction. So the presence of God gives us that path that we will work in God's presence. You know, we need God's presence. Look at what it says in chapter 33 again. Exodus 33. This was Moses right now. Exodus 33 and verse 14. Exodus 33 and verse 14. Exodus 33 and verse 14. Look at what it says. You know, and it says, my presence will go with you. My presence will go with you, because Moses was saying, God, you know, this journey is not going to be simple, because look at the wilderness. There is nowhere, anywhere. If you just look around, everywhere is sand, no house, nothing, no direction, no people. So how do we get to find our way to what you promised us? So he said, God said to him, my presence will go with you. And I want to pray that for somebody today, that this year 2022, God's presence will go with you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the presence of God from this moment shall go with you. That he will direct your steps, he will direct your path, that you will not step into wrong places. You will not step into a place you become victimized. You will not step into a place where you become attacked or stagnated. He said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. So what does that mean? The presence of God is what guarantees rest in a journey. The presence of God is what guarantees result in a journey. The presence of God is what brings in and start to pray, your journey will be difficult when the presence of God is not with you. And the Bible says, God says, my presence will go with you, and it's going to bring you rest. And that is obvious, because we need to understand that what is the major factor on a journey is rest, result, because no man wants to embark on a journey when he knows that the end result is not going to bring something fruitful. So the end result of the journey is rest. You want to take the journey. We are about to start, or we started the year 2022, and we are the end, like January, and everyone, we are all praying, trusting God, believing God, fasting, seeking the face of God. But the primary factor here is that in all of it is His presence. It is presence that produces rest. It is presence that brings rest. And the Bible says that Moses, I am going to bring you rest. Why? Because my presence is going to go with you. Now look at what it says. Then he said to him, Moses replied, if your presence does not go with us, do not take us from this place. Because Moses has to understand that this journey is going to be useless. This journey is going to be difficult. This journey is going to be a burden if your presence will not go. So he said, if your presence, he said, do not take us from here. And that is what I want you to know, understand, that don't start the journey of this year without understanding that the requirement for you to end up blessed, for you to end up victorious, for you to end up receiving your vision come to pass is the presence of God. Is the presence of God. So it's important. For your presence, do not bring us over here. For how then will it be known that your people have found grace in your sight? So it shows us again that a man that is partnering with God is a man that God has favored. How will people know you are with us when your presence is absent? So, and that is one of the challenges for a lot of believers today. That the question is that how will your life look like the life of people that don't serve God? That is what Moses is trying to say. How will they know that you are with us? How do we know that we are people that have found grace in your sight? You know, and I want you to pray this year. Like you what people that don't know God go through, you can go through the same. Let God cause an exemption with His presence in your life and family. Let God bring an exemption in your business. Let God bring an exemption to your destiny. Let God bring an exemption to everything you do in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. So Moses says that what we guarantee an exemption is your presence. So the presence of God, people will say this one, these people have found grace in the sight of God. These people are the people functioning in grace. And that is what Moses was speaking. He said, how will the people know that we are found grace? Except you go with us, in that same verse 16. Except you go with us, so we shall be separate. So we shall be separate. So the presence of God separates us from the onslaught. The Bible says in Psalm 91, 7 and 8. It says, 1,000 shall fall by your side, and 10,000 by your right hand. They will not come near you. Only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked. Why? The presence of God separates you from the wickedness and the huge attack of the enemy. The presence of God separates you, does not make you know the heat of the wickedness. The presence of God protects you from the harshness of the wilderness. I want to encourage everyone to, that God's presence is the guarantee factor. God's presence is what is required as you partner with God. Ask for His presence. Ask for His presence, because that is what will help this year become easy for you. This is what will make this year become a year that you dream of. This is the year that you will fulfill without repeating the battles of the past. And in the name of the Almighty God, I decree, may God's presence go with you this year. in your job, your career, your family, your business, in your ministry, whatever you are doing, as you take the journey this year, I declare God's presence in the name of Jesus Christ. The presence that brings an exemption in the name of Jesus Christ. The presence that commands exemption by the Spirit of God. I declare that presence now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command, let the hand of God be made known upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to prophesy to someone that is hearing me that your difficult days are over. In the name of Jesus Christ, your days of stagnation is over. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of God, I declare that which was called difficult last year becomes simple this year for you. In the name of Him that died, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I prophesy and I declare, let God open through His presence doors for you. Where others thought is difficult for us, God will command His presence for you. Where it was difficult for others, God will make it simple for you. I prophesy that now in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know what has caused you pain. I don't know what has caused you tears. But the presence of God will lead you now. And you are going to get there in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at what the presence of God. The Bible says the presence of God will bring a separation. It's going to bring a separation. The world will know that God is with us. And I pray that for somebody today. The world will know God is with your children. God is with your husband, your wife. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever it is. God is releasing His instinct. He's releasing His power in the name of Jesus Christ. Because it says, now, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth, you are going to separate us from the people that with others, your presence is going to command a separation. Who am I speaking to today? I declare that the presence of God is going to separate you. I don't know what is stopping others, but the presence of God is going to distinguish you. The presence of God is going to separate you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the presence of God is going to bring you out. I declare that right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm seen by the Spirit. There's someone, the doctor has diagnosed some situations in your body. But hear what the Lord says. His presence is going to cut in it. His presence is going to revive right now in the name of Jesus. His presence is going to revive those diagnoses. His presence is going to revive those prognoses. In the name of Jesus Christ, there will be a vivid, distinguished, supernatural separation. The world will know God is with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the world will know that you have not called the God of heaven in vain by the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also, the seventh thing, I will also, I want you to see that. The seventh thing, so the Lord said, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. I know you by name, and I will show you my glory. And the Lord said unto me, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. I will do this also. I will do this also. Before I continue, I want you, everyone hearing the sound of my voice, in the next 30 seconds, will you speak to the Lord concerning your vision, concerning your prayer request, concerning what you will trust God, so that He will hear also what He will do. His presence in the name of Jesus. For 30 seconds, speak that situation to God. Speak about that vision to God. Speak about that project to God. Speak about that career. Speak about that bill you want God to pay. For the next 30 seconds, because something unusual is going to happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, there's going to be a supernatural, because the Lord said, I will also do the things you have spoken. I will also do the things you have spoken now. So in the next 30 seconds, I want to declare, we have 10 more seconds. I want to declare that I will do the things also that I have spoken, because you found grace. And we have found grace in the eyes of the Lord through Jesus Christ. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says we have peace with God. Romans 5 and 1. We have peace with God. So we are going to declare in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever you have trusted God for, begin to speak it now, that you will see them happen this year in the name of Jesus Christ. The guaranteed presence of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I see this prayer coming to pass. I see those answers coming to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ, I see miracles happening. The presence of God. This is what partnering with God can give anyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I know strongly, somebody hearing the sound of my voice, the presence of God will be made manifested in your life, in your family, in the name of Jesus Christ. The presence of God will be seen all over Europe. I don't know who has received a call of God before. I declare in the next few days, let it be turned around for a miracle. Let it become a miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the power of God prevail with him in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that miracle. Let bad news become good news now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. So let me move on. So the presence of God is a guaranteed factor to make the journey of life easier. The presence of God. What does the presence of God? There are people in the Bible that actually had the presence of God. We saw Moses. We are seeing Abraham right now. In Genesis 21 and verse 22, this was the king Abimelech was saying to Moses, to Abraham in Genesis 21, 22, was saying, we know God is with you. In Genesis 21 and verse 22, they confirmed it, that God is with you. Listen to me, you know, they must confirm it. And it came to pass that at the time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham. He spake unto Abraham. What did they say? Say, God is with thee. Oh my God. In all that thou doest, God is with thee. In all that thou doest, God is with thee. I'm telling you, it's going to be somebody's testimony this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody is going to confirm to you. Somebody is going to say, because I know they will try you in everywhere, but God is with you. They will tell you, oh my God, I feel the grace of God right now. I feel the anointing of God. Somebody will tell you, somebody will know that God is with you in the name of Jesus Christ. They will tell you God is with your children. Things that happen to others negatively will not happen to you. Why? Because God is with you. God is with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us look at Joshua also in Joshua chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. In Joshua 1, verse 5 and 6. We're looking at examples of people that God was with them, and even kings were speaking. Even people were testifying that God is with them. So it's going to be somebody's testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 5 and verse 6. Look at what the Bible says. He said, no man shall be able to stand. No man. Joshua chapter 1. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of the life. In 2022, as I was with Moses, look at what it says. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. That is somebody's testimony. God will not fail you. It is your year, God will not fail you. As God said, he will be with you. I pray for you. That was a miracle that happened. Oh, Shasalita to Abraham. Abimelech said, God is with you. We know in everything you do. Don't you think that will be your testimony this year? And he said to Joshua, nobody will be able to stand. Nobody will be able to stand all the days of your life throughout this year. As I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to all of your children. I'm speaking to all of your family. It will not be a year of fear. It will be a year of joy. Because no one will be able to stand before you. Look at the six of that same scripture. It says, now be strong. Be strong. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto these people shall thou divide and inherit the land which has given to their fathers to give them. Be strong and be courageous. Be strong and of a good courage. That is what God is saying. So receive that supernatural strength in the name of Jesus Christ. We see that also with Gideon in Judges chapter 6 and verse 12 and verse 14. Judges chapter 6 and verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor. Now that is the question we need to ask. If you look at the story, you need to understand that Gideon was threshing the flour. He was hiding. He was doing like a menial job because the enemy is attacking him. So the Bible says the angel appeared. So it's just the same thing with anybody hearing the sound of my voice. That your situation seems as if God has left you. Your situation seems as if there is no God with you. And suddenly an angel appeared and said, God is with you. Come on, God. If you are with me, that was what he said. If you are with me, why is all of this thing befalling me? If you are with me, why is this situation like this? God, come on. I don't know if anyone has received a prophecy that your word from the Lord is opposite your situation. But that is the truth about God. Because God can never call a man by circumstance. God will call a man by his destination. God calls a man by his destiny. When God is speaking to you, he's not looking at your present situation. He's looking at the future he created. Why? Because he has already determined the end from the beginning. God called you by where he's taking you to, not by the situation you find yourself. That was what Gideon was trying to tell God. God, come on. You know, I don't know how many of you sometimes just feel offended that the word, the prophecy they gave you is too good to be true. If God is with me, why is this situation? This is this year. And beloved people of God, I want to declare to you that God is with you this year. I'm telling you, and it's going to be evident. I'm telling you, it's going to be evident. Somebody are here in the spirit realm. But get ready, between now and the next week, the next 7 days, you are going to be amazed with the kind of testimony that's going to come. Because I see miracles, I see phone calls, I see open doors. Oh my God, when you give your testimony, people will wonder what is going on. Because God is going to show you. God is with you. Gideon complained, if God is with me, what are the proof? What are the evidence? This is the year. Maybe you've asked the same question like Gideon. If God is with me, where are the evidence? This is the year. God is going to give you evidence in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at what it says in verse 14. Then the Lord comes to him and says, Go in the mind. I should take this journey now, this year. Go in the mind. Don't look at what failure has cost you last year. Don't look at what defeated you last year. No. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, it says, faith is now. Faith is not thinking of it. Faith is now. It's not about the past. No, it's now. Now, faith. Now, faith. Now, faith. So faith is now. So can go in the mind. I prophesy to one person. You are rising up in the name of Jesus Christ. You are rising up. That's right. God is with you. You are rising up. You are going to fulfill destiny. You are going to become in the name of Jesus Christ. For the Lord is with you in the name of Jesus Christ. For God is with you by the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus Christ. So we see all of it. The Bible says God is with us. In Isaiah 43 and verse 1 to 5, this was the promise of God, that God is with us. But I wanted to see another scripture, then I'll begin to pray for everyone. by the help of the Holy Ghost, we begin to pray and I begin to help as the Lord give us and to speak to us men that God will help me speak to. You know, but there's something again about the presence of God that not only He will go with you and lead your way, not only that people will, it will be evident that people will know that the presence of God is really. Another thing about God's presence is that it causes peace. Oh my God, the presence of God brings peace. That is why you need to understand, you need that presence of God, it causes peace. And some of you hearing the sound of my voice, I'm going to speak to you very soon. That you need peace, you need peace. Why? Because you've already either wasted time or you are running late already in destiny. You're running out of time. And you cannot go through certain process anymore because you need to catch up. And you don't know how, because if you look at the resources right now in your hand and the future you are trusting God for is too way apart. And you are wondering, how will I meet up? And you're wondering, how can this thing be? Oh my God. And if you compare your life with every other person that you started with, or probably look at them, you will wonder, look at these people, they are way ahead of me. They are the word of the Lord, they are going to catch up. Not only catch up, they're going to overtake. In the name of Jesus Christ, you're going to catch up. Not only catch up, you're going to overtake by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I feel that strongly right now. I feel the presence of God right now. And I release that presence upon everyone listening to me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I live, oh my God, the Korabashandahish. I pray for someone listening to me that your child is sick. The presence of God is sick. Oh, the presence of God is going to heal that child. Kalabashandaborodo. I declare that child to rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare, oh God, I don't know whose child have speech challenges. I declare healing power now. Now that I declare that speech to be clear. I declare a miracle right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a miracle. Let there be a release by the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare Korabashanda Telebrando Kosikete Baradasa. In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know who is having pain, like on your stomach. This is in a pain that comes and goes. So fear the Lord is healing you right now. Everything that is causing that pain is out. Like an abnormal growth in your body. I cut it and kill it. Every cancer of your feet, I cut it and kill it. And I command it to be operated. Let it leave your body. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at what is it. As I begin to conclude, the presence of God does not only guarantee your leading, does not only lead your way this year. It's also going to command a separation where what happened to others does not affect you. It's going to be evident that you are going to command certain results. Your life is going to be different. Because the presence of God is for you. Not only that is why God said to Joshua that nobody will be able to stand before you because he is with you. The presence of God will command you not to fail. We guarantee no failure. The presence of God. So the last thing I want to talk about is that the presence of God guarantees speed. Speed in life. Many of us need speed. Many of us need to catch up with time. And you are hearing it out now. You need to make up certain destiny assignment because you are running late. You are running late in destiny and you need to catch up. And that is what God is assigning you to do today, to speak that speed to you. Both for your career, speed in your finances, speed for family, speed for business, speed on that job. Speed all around. There are too many things you want to do, but the resources available are not even equal to it. And God wants to come and speak in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at what the Bible says in John chapter 6, verse 16. John chapter 3, verse 15. Very interesting story. The Bible says that, the disciples were on their way, on their journey, and the same way would appear on the journey. And they were on this journey, and the Bible said there was storm in this journey. John chapter 6, verse 16, all the way to 21. I want to break that down. I will begin to pray. What I'm trying to show you is that as we pray today, please be desperate for His presence. Ask nothing else but God, Your presence. Your presence for me. Your presence for my family. Your presence behind me. Your presence ahead of me. Your presence over my children. Your presence over my job. Your presence everywhere. Your presence. And that is what God is speaking to them. So look at what happened. In verse 15, the Bible says it was evening. And came his disciples, went down to the sea. It was evening when it was evening. And the disciples went down onto the sea. In verse 17, and when they came and got into a boat, into a ship, and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark. Really? And Jesus, look at the word there. If you have a Bible, look at that word. You can underline it. And Jesus was not come to them. Meaning that Jesus was not with them. The presence of God was not with them. Then look at the challenge. Look at the challenge. Jesus was not with them. Because it was that. Verse 18, look at verse 18. Because Jesus was not with them. The presence of God was not with them. And the sea arose. The storm began to live. You see the challenges of God's presence without God's presence. Listen to me. If you can write this down, it will help you. You know, I will continue, but I want to say, listen to me. A journey without God's presence, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. Any journey you take without God's presence is going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult. That is why I don't want you this year to do anything without asking for the presence of God. Don't get into transactions. Don't get into relationships. Don't even receive jobs that you know God will not go with you, because you're going to pay. A journey that God does not go with you, you're going to start paying for it. Don't even start a project without God's presence. Don't take that mortgage without God's presence. Good time for that house without God's presence. Let the presence of God go and be kept for you. The Bible says the storm raised, the storm began, the storm arose, the storm, because Jesus was not with them, the presence of God was not with them. And they needed that journey, they needed to go to take that journey. It was evening, it was a night season, it was a night time. The same way many people are in their journey, they're in their night season. Don't take that journey without the presence of God. No, it's going to be a difficult journey. Don't get into the relationship without the presence of God. It's going to be difficult. Oh, Chakalita, no, Chakalita. Father, Lord of God, we ask for your presence. For your presence. For your presence. Upon everyone listening to us. Lord, make this year easy. Lord, I pray, make this year an easy year. Make it easy for their husband. Make it easy for their wife. Make it easy for their relationship. Make it easy for their children. Make it easy for that job or career. The presence of Jesus. Let the presence of God make a difference in your life. In the name of Jesus. So look at what the Bible says. That the storm arose. The storm began to live. The Bible says something that was significant. You know, if you go on to verse 19, you know, there was a great thing. If you go on to verse 19, the Bible says something there. So when they had rowed about 30 furlongs, in other words, like miles, 35, 20, 20, 20 or 30 furlongs, you know, like a mile, like it says 3 to 4 miles. You know, it's about 3 to 4 miles. So they were, their journey went. Oh my God. Look at the man. It'd be only joining for about 3 to 4 months, 3 to 4 months. It could be 15 years for somebody. Those 3 to 4 months could be 10 years for somebody. It could be 5 years for somebody. It could be 2 years for another person trying to make work. They were struggling. They were struggling. They were struggling. You know, look at the journey that is not supposed to be too long. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible says the journey was supposed to be 11 days, but it took them 40 years. Oh my God. I pray for everyone listening to me. I don't know. There is a burden in my heart for somebody. I declare that the journey for one day will not be a journey for 1 month for you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody today hearing me that a journey for one day will not be 1 month. In the name of Jesus, what should happen, the miracle that should happen in the morning, let it not happen in the evening. What should take you 1 hour to do, may it not become 1 week. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I pray for that person, wherever you are hearing it from, I declare that miracle. In the name of Jesus. So the Bible says it's about 3 to 4 months. It's 25 forum, according, you know, it's 3 to 4 months. That is the same scripture, 3 to 4 months. Then they saw Jesus coming. I pray for somebody. Yes, about 5 and 20 or 30 forum, 3 to 5 months. Then they see Jesus. They saw Jesus walking on the sea, drawing nigh onto the ship, and they are afraid. I want to pray for you today. In the midst of your storm, in the midst of your challenges, in the midst of the competition, I pray for Jesus to show. I pray for God's presence. He said he will not leave you nor forsake you. That was what he said. That nobody, he will not leave you, he will not fail you. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever is giving you a concern, whatever has been a dragging prayer point, I declare before this month is over, let it be a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be a testimony by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me quickly run. So look at what he said. He said, Jesus was coming. Jesus was coming. Remember the storm. They were afraid. But I love what the next verse says. Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Verse 20. Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. And that is what I'm saying here. But he said unto them, it is I, be not afraid. Be not afraid. The word be not afraid, the word fear not, is 365 written in the Bible. It is a tablet for each day. Don't be afraid. You will not be defeated. I don't know what makes you dread every day you wake up. Don't be afraid. It's over. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. The presence of God is here. The Bible says, he said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Now, once you are not afraid, because fear and faith cannot be in the same place. I say it one more time. Fear and faith cannot be in the same place. People that are constantly fearful and afraid cannot see the presence of God. They will not. So you have to believe that God says, I will be with you. You have to believe that God says, there will be nobody to be able to stand all the days of your life. Because after what this morning, so God says he's going to be with you. So look at what the Bible says. Because they were not afraid, look at the next verse. They willingly receive it. And that is what it is. It takes faith to willingly receive it. It takes faith now to receive what I'm telling you and trust it, because experiences would have touched you. They willingly receive it. They willingly receive it. I want you to keep it there. I want you to keep it there. That's what we're going to pray, because that's where they speak up. When they receive it, they willingly receive it. And look at what? And immediately, the ship was at the land where they were going. Hey, when I saw the scripture, and I wanted to run out of my body. When they receive it, if you can receive it today, you will be amazed to see the thing. Remember, it was 3 to 5 miles. The journey was 3 to 5 miles, and they were struggling. They will not be able to overcome it because of the storm. The journey was 3 to 5 miles. But when they willingly received it, the Bible said immediately the ship got to destination. How? What kind of speed is it? What kind of speed is it? That is what the presence of God can do. That is what God's presence can do. If you can receive now the word of the Lord as it's coming to you, as you can meet faith with it, begin to see speed. The presence of God guarantees speed. What you have taken them 5 miles happen immediately. By the presence of God, I declare what it takes others 6 months to achieve. May you achieve in 6 weeks. In the name of the living God, wherever you are, let's begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Right now, to activate the presence of God. Let's begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Look at what the presence of God can give you. Oh my God, I'm excited for speed that will come to people's lives. Speed in marriages, speed in businesses, speed in families. Oh my God, let Quandetalo Supreme tell you about. Speed is coming in the name of Jesus. Speed is manifested. Begin to willingly receive it. Tell the Lord, I believe your word. I ask for your presence. Speed come upon your vision. Speed come upon your prayer requests. Speed come upon your career. Speed come upon your family. Speed in your project. Speed in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare speed. In the name of Jesus, I declare speed by the Spirit of God. Begin to praise the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray for the presence that God is touching. Remember, the presence of God is leading you. The presence of God is separating you. The presence of God is giving you evidence. The presence of God is bringing speed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare speed by the Spirit of God. I declare speed upon everyone. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Marasita libra catapola. Ikrobalika preda de brekoto ozike de brada. Meruzike de brede de borian de calabara. Ikrobaradika preda de brogo. Inkrabada boris italia. Speed by the power of God. Speed in the name of Jesus. Let it begin to happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak that to your family. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Remember, the guarantee factor for a clear, a stressless journey is speed. It is the presence of God. You want speed? You want to have God lead your way. You don't want to become speed. You want solution instantly. You want your life to become evidence. Then God commanded separate the speed of God in the name of Jesus. In these 31 days of partnering with God, let His presence rest upon you in the name of Jesus. I want to pray I'm going to speak to everyone according to the name. I've not seen anyone on YouTube, but I'm going to speak generally. But I speak to someone called Colette Siwa. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Colette Siwa. I speak over your life today. I speak over your family. I see a last family. I declare the supernatural power of God to remove the power of affliction. But there are certain things that you have trusted God for and you have waited. You have believed God. The Lord said, I should let you know that this is a year that is going to come to pass. You are going to be amazed. So, Sister Collette, hear the word of the Lord. I prophesy today for supernatural release of His power upon your life In the name of Jesus, I hear the Lord say that I'm going to bring a marital supernatural blessing. I don't know what it has to do with relationship or what, but hear the word of the Lord, that I'm going to command my presence to bring answers. In the name of Jesus Christ, there's going to be a supernatural hand of God. And I see the Lord said, I should tell you, that you are sometimes seems as if you hit the closed door. But I hear you say that the doors are opening for you right now, that you are not going to anymore have failure anymore at the edge of miracle. That I'm opening doors, dear the Lord, that I'm bringing the right people. I'm bringing the right people to you. You are not going to experience any more pain. You have experienced second betrayal, but the Lord said it's going to change. Say the Lord, it's going to change, and you're going to see a supernatural hand at work in your life, dear the Lord. You're going to see also, I see that the grace of God is coming upon you, and I see like an anointing in the spirit. I feel like an anointing. And God said, what is this anointing? It's for the next level. There are certain enemies, it's as if I see the enemy as defeated in areas, but he said, I'm giving you victory again. By the power of God, I'm giving you victory. Say the Lord, that you are going to see victory this year, even in your family, even in your life. I'm going to bring you into a place of rest. Share the Lord, that you have certain desires in your heart, especially when it comes to relationship, that you have trusted God. Share the Lord, he says, I'm bringing it and I'm making it manifest. And I'm showing you my kindness in the name of Jesus Christ. And it says that in the family, I'm taking affliction out. I'm taking premature death out. I'm taking struggling and poverty out. And I'm bringing everyone to the blessing. Hear the Lord. So here, Sister Collins, don't hear the Lord. This is your year of celebration. This is your year of refreshing. This is your year of no baggage. This is your year of my hand to be manifested in your life. Hear the Spirit of God in the name of the living God, that you're going to see His power. You're going to see His Spirit at work, even in your family, in the name of Jesus Christ. I also pray for Dean, I guess, in the same Sunday. But hear the word of the Lord, by the power of the Almighty God, you are going to see a mighty hand of God manifest in your hand. Hear the Lord. I'm seeing supernaturally. I'm seeing a blessing in your hand. And I say, God, what is the meaning of this blessing? As I close my eyes, I see a fruit. And I say, God, what is it? He says, this is fruitfulness. I'm bringing fruitfulness, that nothing good again will die in this hand. Hear the Lord, that even in the family, you are going to see supernaturally an open heaven, that things will begin to work. Things that seems to be difficult in the past are bringing a manifestation. Hear the Lord, that He said, I hear God said, you waited for a while for certain things to happen. You waited for a while for certain miracles. But He said, I should tell you, just hear the Lord, that you are going to see them begin to manifest this year. That you are going to see these miracles manifest. That things that have caused burdens in your heart and lifted, that you are going to see certain open doors. And I'm going to bring the right people to you. And things that you thought were closed, I'm going to open again. Hear the Lord. And you are going to see my power at work. Then you are going to see certain dreams that you have. You're going to see them happen. You're going to see them come to pass. Hear the Lord. You're going to see miracles. And I don't know, I'm seeing certain projects. But the Lord said, I'm going to bring perfection to the things that you put your hands in, the Lord. Those projects are going to command physical manifestation. And I hear God said, I'm going to do it. I also see certain financial burdens. The Lord says, I'm going to lift them up. That you are going to come into an unusual answer to prayer financially, hear the Lord. And you are going to know that I am the Lord that I change it not. That certain things that you have seen in the past, and look at it is nothing. There's a restoration here, Lord, that is coming for you, that you're going to know that God is with you. That restoration is going to manifest. And also seeing the spirit realm, something move away around your atmosphere at a Christmas. Something moved away. And I ask God, what is this thing? It says, embargoes have moved. Now there's going to be like a promotion, like a lifting. It's going to be like a lifting. Embargoes have moved away from your cloud. They've moved away. And there's going to be like a lifting right now. Share this on. So this year, in short, in the next few days, I'm seeing things happen in the next few days. You're going to experience certain lifting, certain promotion, certain things are leaving your atmosphere, and God is lifting you up. Hear the Spirit of God. And he said, I should tell you, you are not going to repeat that. You're not going to repeat the battles of your father. You're not going to repeat the battles of your ancestors. No more, because you're a new beginning. You're a new generation that will showcase the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. And I see peace. I see peace coming to your family. I see peace coming to your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I see another darkness. I see a darkness. Calibra and the area parotid. I declare, oh my God, what am I seeing? Tika Valifus and the Nuria. You calibra and the Muslim. Thus, hear the Lord, darkness, hear the word of the Lord. Today, I will take away shame from you. That is what God said. I will take away shame from you. That is the enemy. A cup of shame in the family is taken away. So you are no longer going to come under any form of shame, because the yoke of shame is broken. Hear the Spirit of God. And I'm breaking you free from every demonic cord. I'm breaking you free from every influence of darkness. I'm destroying the claim of the enemy over your life. It says, God fear the Lord, that every ancestral curse over you is broken. Every ancestral manipulation is broken. That the covenant that takes covering from you is broken. Fear the Spirit of God, that you will no longer fight alone. That is what God said. You will no longer fight alone. I'm going to back you up. That you have been doing things alone. And look at here. You have been assisted by yourself. But yet the Lord, he said, from this day, I have taken away from you every battle away from you. That you are going to step into the blessing that he has promised you. That you have been faithful believing God. You've been faithful, walking, and trusting God. But he says this day, hear the word of the Lord, I'm going to honor you. I'm going to remove shame from you. What people have said, what people have spoken, he says, I'm going to remove it. And I'm going to see the blessings come. I don't know what I see. I don't know who is around Cameroon that is in your family. But hear the word of the Lord. He says, whatever comes, whatever projection that is coming from your background is broken, is destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, you are going to see the blessings of God. And I hear God say, concerning family, concerning relationship, concerning marriage, I'm going to show you supernaturally my power. And there's going to be an abundance of miracles and celebration in the name of the living God. That you will know that God truly is the one that gives and nobody can take. Now, get ready for a miracle. I don't know why I'm seeing like a change. I don't know what change you are believing God concerning what you are doing. But God says, I'm bringing that change to you, daughter. Hear the Lord. That change is going to manifest by the power of the Almighty God. And you're going to see the grace of God at work in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it. It is your year, seeing the grace of God working in Jesus' mighty name. I also see a grace. I pray for grace today in the name of Jesus Christ. I also see like a fruitfulness with grace. Grace, hear the word of the Lord. that the grace of God also is manifest. I feel like a person. The Korabashanga Hishka Pradaburia Babosa. The Krabala Babosa. God says grace. Why don't let anything cause the body in your heart? God is lifting the body. Grace, hear the word of the Lord. There is a fragrance of favor that is coming upon you that you are going to see this year. You are going to experience supernatural acceptance. You're going to see the acceptance of God at work in your life. You are going to see supernaturally that God will begin to cause you to be favored. God will begin to cause you to be received. You are going to knock doors, and doors will be opened without struggle from this day. But you are going to walk. Things have been dry. Things have been a little bit difficult. And you are wondering what is, as if prayers are not being answered. But here God said that this is the year I'm going to cause you to walk into answer to prayers. That you are going to see supernatural answers to prayers. If you are removing from your life every strange cobwebs of the enemy, what has caused a limitation, I'm taking it away. And his favor is shining on you. His power is shining on you, said the Lord. He says, from this day, nothing good will die again. Nothing good will walk away from you, said the Lord. He says, you have also asked the Lord. He says, they are the Lord. I said, God, I want to see your power as never before in my life, so that it will silence the accuser. It will silence those speaking against you. This is the year. From this day, get ready. I am seeing it from almost the next 2 days. You are going to see intervention. God is going to intervene into your matter. God is going to intervene in your faith. Share the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know what you need. I don't know what you need that is asking God for completion, completeness, for approval. God said to me, I should tell you, it will happen. That you're going to see it manifest. It's no longer going to be delayed. Whatever you have seen as delayed is taken off your way. And you are going to catch up. Hear the Lord. You're going to catch up and your children might be under God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive that. Good. In Jesus' name. I also see a Michael. I also see a Michael. By the power of God, there is a supernatural release of God. Michael, hear the God, hear the Lord. I will begin again. I will start again with you. Hear the Lord. I'm going to bring freshness. I'm going to bring freshness, not only for you, but for your entire family. Hear the Lord. I'm going to begin to cause my heavens to be open over you, that you are faithfully walk with the Lord, trust in him. 3 things he said I will do, my time. To your family, he says, I will cause health. That whatever it is that the doctor says or the enemy has been spoken is a lie. That you are delivered from every affliction. Hear the Lord. You are delivered from every affliction. He says, I'm going to give you life. Don't be afraid. You will live. You will not die. Hear the Lord. You are going to see his power at work in your life. You are going to see his mighty hand at work in your life. That you are going to know that truly I am the Lord. I'm going to put strength in you. I'm going to put strength in your physical body. I'm going to bring you to a place where you will know I am the Lord. God will show you his power. God will show you his mighty hand. God is going to show you his influence. By the Spirit of God, you will see a divine backing of grace at work in your life. So, Michael, hear the word of the Lord. Things that you thought are gone will come back. Things you thought you cannot receive will come back. And you're going to see the miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare upon you, by the power of God, the backing of heaven, that from this day, you will see divine settlement. In the name of Jesus Christ. I also share in the spirit myself that the Lord says certain miracles are going to happen financially. That you are, it's something, I don't know, that has to do with a system or like a government or something. And it's going to be a miracle because The enemy has been attacking for a while, but that attack has been stopped by the Lord. That attack has been stopped by the Lord. He says, now I am removing certain records that has not been of God in the family. Certain records has not been of God. He's removing it. I don't know which particular child that has given you a conscience. You're trusting God for, I don't know, for your children or a relative, but there's someone that is concerned. The Lord said, don't worry, that the Spirit is going after them and is going to cause a supernatural change in your life by the Spirit of God. And you are going to see His mighty hand at work. Hear the Spirit of God. Thank you, Father. In the name of the living God, I also prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ that God's hand is upon your family, my God, in the name of peace. Now, I speak the glory and peace. I see in the Spirit realm some of you speaking there. Thank you, Father. We could to balance and variables. I speak to the whole church. I speak to everyone listening. In the name of Jesus, I don't know who is enough, but hear the word of the Lord. I see a miracle coming. Whoever is enough, hear the word of the Lord. I see a miracle like in the medical field. I see a miracle. I don't know. It's like a lifting. I think God is giving you a new match. Share the Spirit of God. Whoever that is, receive God's grace right now to experience it in the next few weeks. You will no longer be stuck. God is taking you out of this stuck into a newness. The wilderness experience is over in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the time. This is the release in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know who has a child. I'm speaking now to everyone listening. I don't know who has a child like an autistic child. God says, why are you downcast? There's a miracle coming upon that child, and it's going to be a miracle of the century. God is going to prove himself in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. There's going to be a supernatural hand of God that will bring supernatural answers to prayer. There's someone awesome. I don't know, it has to do with the surgery. And yet God says, I'm bringing healing to you. It has to do with the surgery. I don't know if it's Michael or anybody, but I'm seeing a surgery. But the power of God is bringing a supernatural miracle that it will no longer be a thing of pain. It will no longer be a thing of concern because the Lord is doing it. The Lord is showing forth His kindness. The Lord is showing forth His mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, the power of God is at work. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we got to pray. I don't know who again. I'm hearing something. The Lord is showing us. There's somebody. You have a son. I don't know if you're there. If anybody has a son, and it's like also. Maybe like a nurse or a medical field or something. But the Lord is doing a miracle right now that God is going to bring you favor upon that time and favor upon you. Share the power of God, and you're going to see the hand of God at work upon your family, upon that son, in the name of Jesus Christ, at least in the medical field, or maybe the nurse or doctor or something. You're going to see the hand of God at work in their life. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone also, I see you, Lord. Your husband is away, and trusting God for a miracle. I see a union again. I see a reuniting again. A miracle. I don't know what the devil has done, but the power of God is breaking the yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the word that has come to me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I feel the healing power of God. I feel the mighty hand of God at work. I feel the release of God's mighty hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God as we appreciate Him in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. We give God all the honor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the gospel of the Lord to everyone. I see the word come to them. I see your mighty power at work in the name of Jesus Christ. And I see the healing hand of God. I don't know who I'm here. Look, seeing again, I see God bringing an honor to somebody in government corridor. God is bringing honor to you. God says the time is bringing honor. The hearing the sound of my voice, I declare nothing will hinder that honor, nothing will hinder that promotion, nothing will hinder that open door in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I don't know who I'm speaking to right now because I'm seeing somebody like your mother is in Douala or Douala something. Your mother is back in Africa. Your mother in Douala. Douala, I think Douala has to do it. You can't imagine. I didn't know who I was, but I pray the Lord said to me, I just cancel every covenant with the grave, every covenant with death. In the name of Jesus, every covenant with death is canceled now. Whatever affliction, I don't know what the enemy is planning, so that there will be a sound of death is canceled now. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I declare that miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will declare it is done, it is so, it is settled by the power of the Almighty God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We give him praise in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you,
sir. Wow, Apostle Paul, that was amazing. Praise the Lord. And first of all, thank you for the prophetic word over my life and the life of my wife. We give God glory. God glory. Yes. You know, as you said, partnering with God commands the presence of God. And to do what you do, just using you as an example, you cannot do what you do without partnering with God. You cannot hear from God like that without partnering with God. You know, when we think about Moses, and you talked about that when you have the presence of God, there's a separation. The presence of God separated Moses and the children of Israel from Egypt. It separated them. The presence of God separated the waters so that they can come across. The presence of God, if we don't have the presence of God, as you said, life becomes difficult. But with that presence of God, he provides shade in the sun in the daytime for the children of Israel. He became a pillar of fire by night. That presence of God is needed every single place in our lives. And this word that you spoke tonight was powerful, so powerful. And the presence of God brings about peace. But my favorite part is the supernatural speed that the presence of God brings about. And I say this to everyone that is listening online. If we want to see our lives move in a way that the Lord wants to move it, especially in this time where everything is fast, you order food, 5 seconds later, you go to the window to pick it up, it is there. Everything is moving at supernatural speed, but we need to be ahead of that. So the Lord, we need the presence of the Lord with us in order to be faster than anything that is present on this earth. And that is the presence of the Lord. So we thank you for that word. I receive everything that you've said in that word. And I know that the saints have as well. Before we let you go, and I know that your time is precious, if you can just give us one or two prayer points to meditate on and concentrate on over the next couple of days, just a couple of prayer points for us, pray them, and then I will take over from there. If you could just take that time.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Right now, the important that, as you just said, the presence of God is the next thing. So the prayer point is, Father, I need your presence every day. Let me never start any day without the presence of God. I need your presence every day. That is your first prayer point, daily presence. That is what Moses said. If your presence did not go with us, we're going to go. Father, Lord, give me your presence. So you're going to call the presence of God, not only just in your life, but everything that concerns you, both your children, both your family, your business, your job, your career. You need the presence of God. Let the presence of God be found in everything. There are people that are waiting to see your mistakes. But the presence of God promised me it's a miracle. So daily presence of God, daily presence of God. Number two, whatever pleases God's presence should be taken away from us. There are people that shows up in your life. They become people that take away the presence of God. So whatever we destroy the presence, relationship, whatever location, whatever takes away God's presence from me, let that thing be destroyed. Let that thing be destroyed completely. So as we pray for the presence of God, also pray for whatever takes it away. That you will never have come into a relationship that takes the presence of God. You will never come into a place to take the presence of God. Let the power of God supernaturally take it away. You know, there's something significant. That Lot was with Abraham, you know, and Lot's life was blessed because of Abraham. But God never spoke to Lot, spoke to Abraham as long as Lot was with him. But in chapter 13, immediately Lot left, God said to him, see. So there are people that hang around us that take the presence of God, that spend the presence of God in our life. So the prayer is, Lord, let me not be in a location, relationship, that suspend your presence in my life. You can imagine that Abraham, God promised him a promised land. And Abraham got to that promised land 3 times and it came out of it. So we don't have time to deal with that stuff. Why? Because of the presence of Lot. But in Genesis 13 from the 14, immediately Lot left, God spoke. And the meaning of Lot means a veil. That is the meaning of Lot. Lot means a covering. So there are people that come around you that cover you away from God's presence. So what is the prayer for? Lord, take away relationships. Take away activities. Take away things from me that will stop your presence. That will take your presence away from me by the power of God. Number three, prayer for Lord. Everything I will let your presence bring for me what my strength cannot give me. Let your presence bring for me. Let your presence do for me. Let your presence bring for me what my strength cannot give me. In Genesis chapter 27, understand Isaac said to Jacob, how come you got this miracle? How did you get it so fast? He said, the Lord brought it to me. So there are some things strength can't give it. There are some things easy, certificate can't give it. There are some things your intellect, your knowledge can give it, except God bring it to you. You know, so Jacob says, the Lord brought it to me. There are some things God needs to bring. What if you take all that years to get? Let God bring it to you in seconds, in minutes. So that is the Lord, what my strength can give me. Let your presence, what all of my years of labor can give me. Let your presence give me. In Exodus 3 and 21, the Bible says, and God says, I will give these people favor in the sight of Egypt. One day of God's presence of favor, worth more than 1,000 years of labor. You have tried with your strength. You have tried with your ability. Now hand it over to God's presence. So the prayer is, Lord, bless your presence, bring for me what my years of labor have not been able to give me in the name of Jesus. And the last but not the least, let your presence become a protective shield from me and my family, both extended and nuclear. Let your presence be a protective shield. When the presence of God left Job, look at what Job lost in one day, what he had worked for. So the presence of God, let it be a protective shield. Let it protect me from the wicked. We are living in wickedness today. Look at the place. We call different names every day for the presence of God. He says, I'm nothing, none of the foul. It is he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, some one shall abide under the shadow, which is the presence of the Most High God. The shadow of the Almighty, and I will fear of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. My God in him will I trust. You know, it says he will deliver us from the noisome pestilence. That's what we are seeing now. It's noisome. It's making noise. Everywhere, nobody can do it. So let the protective shield of God, let the presence of God command a protection over your children, great and small. In Jesus' name. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Apostle. We wanted you to lead us through those prayers. So if you could just take a couple minutes just to lead us quickly through those points that you just made. We're just going to agree with you in prayer, and then we will let you go. We know that your time is precious. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
I begin to ask, Lord, that your presence will begin to command miracles, like let this point right now begin to become a manifestation in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that your presence will begin to cause difficult matters easy, begin to make difficult matters easy for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your presence take them, take wrong relationship away from them. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your presence command protection. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your presence bring a miracle. Oh, Chantali Brata Surianke Kasku Paragala. A miracle that is difficult. Let it become easy. Let your presence make the journey of this year easy for them. In the name of Jesus Christ, anybody that will take God's presence away from you, any situation that will take God's presence away, it's commanded to be lifted, commanded to leave in the name of Jesus. We command it to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I will declare miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. I will declare it is done by the Spirit of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
God praise the Lord. Apostle, bless you. Apostle, thanks you, and Pastor Maria, we thank you, and we're looking forward to seeing you again later this month. We haven't forgotten, so we thank the Lord for you. Thank you for taking the time. God bless you and your ministry and your family, and we wish you peace tonight. May God give you rest. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Saints, what a powerful word we received tonight. What a powerful word tonight. You know, the presence, we cannot do anything without the presence of the Lord. And the word that we heard tonight, I know that it should bring us just joy, knowing that with God, with the presence of God, there is nothing that you and I cannot accomplish. One with God is a majority. So I pray for everyone tonight that is out there, has listened, those who are prophesied for directly or indirectly, the Lord is with us. And the theme has been partnership. I urge all of you, including myself, let's dig deeper with God and continue to partner with him so that this year, the testimonies will be too many for us all to declare, because God will be so good to us. Remember, God is not partial. He's not doing it because one reads more or one prays more. God is a blesser, and he will bless those who seek him. So let's do that. Let's, as a church of glory and peace, seek the Lord. This is what we're doing all month, but let's seek him all year and see what the Lord will do. You know, he said, try me in these things. He was talking about the tithe. Try me in these things and to see that I don't pour out a blessing upon you. Well, let's try him in other ways as well. Say, Lord, I know that if you will bless me in my finances, you will bless me in my workplace. You will also bless me in my marriage. You will bless me in my relationships. You will bless me in my family. So I'm going to dig deep, Lord, this year, and I'm going to partner with you in everything that I do to see the grace of the Lord upon our lives. So with that said, it is time to give generously to the Lord. You know, giving at a time where we receive a word like this is to say, Lord, I agree with that word, and I am giving, I'm sowing a seed in that word. We have the information on the screen right now. Speak to the Lord about, partner with him right now. Ask him, Lord, what should I give right now in accordance to what I just heard? What seed should I sow? And the Lord will tell you and do that. If you remember last year, I'll just say it quickly. Last year, I think it was on the 7th or 9th of January. No, actually it was January 2nd. I was asking the Lord, what should I give? And I said in my own heart, I'm going to give $1,000. And the Lord spoke to me immediately and said, no, I want you to give $500. And I said in my mind, Lord, $1,000 is more than $500. Why do you want me to give $500? And he said, I want you to give $100 for every member of your family. That's me, my wife, and my three children. And then I said, okay, Lord. And I gave that seed. And if you remember, Apostle called, was going through the offerings, and the Lord stopped him on mine, and he called me to ask me, why did you give that 500? And I told him I wanted to give 1,000, but the Lord said to give 5. And he told me that disaster has been averted because I listened to the word of the Lord. And as you know, later that month, my parents got into a major car accident, and this major truck took off the front of their vehicle, but missed them on the driver's side. They would have both been killed instantly. And that was the obedience of the Lord that caused that disaster to be averted. I knew it the minute I heard it from my parents. I knew that's what the seed was for. So obedience to the Lord is also partnering. So ask him. He might tell you $5, you might want to give 10. He might tell you 100, you might want to give 10. Be obedient to the Lord right now. So according to the word that we've heard, and the Lord will continue to bless us. I'll give us a moment to do that. And while we're doing that, please get your communion ready, and we will take communion together, and we will pray. Praise the Lord. So again, the Lord says to us that his body was broken for us that we might be whole. And wholeness comes about by hearing the word of the Lord. And we have been hearing some great word yesterday and today that we need to partner with the Lord. This is the word, I believe, for the entire year and years to come. If we have that true partnership now, whatever comes in the year, whatever comes next year, it doesn't matter. Because if we partner with God, we become God's friend, and God will tell us what's going to happen ahead of time. We will know. We will not be caught off guard when things are happening in our lives. And the Lord will bless us in everything that we do because we partner with him. So we thank God. If you have your element with you, this is the body that was broken for us, that we might have wholeness in our lives, in our minds. We may have sound minds. We may have peace in our lives. And we remember the sacrifice that Jesus made. He took stripes for us that we can take on by right. We can take on divine health by right. We can take on peace in our lives because that's part of the work that the Lord did on the cross for us. So have confidence, no matter what you're going through right now, the work was done on the cross, and everything that we're experiencing right now, we can overcome it because the Lord says to remember what he did on the cross. Let's eat. And we thank the Lord for the blood that washes white as snow. We thank the Lord for the blood of Jesus Christ. Without that, we would be nothing. That blood, that one man's sacrifice, was for the entire world. That blood that was shed was for you and I, that we may come before God's throne boldly, before the throne of grace, to speak to the Lord and to ask him for what we need and to praise him. That's the work that was done on the cross. So we thank the Lord for the blood that cleanses us and heals us and protects us. Let's drink. Praise the Lord. Saints, we just thank God for you joining online, those who are on YouTube. We thank you right now. We're going to turn off from you. We will see you here again tomorrow night at the same time. 7:30 Eastern time, 6:30 in Manitoba. We thank the Lord for the work that he's doing, for all these speakers that we're getting and the food that we're eating at this time. So the Lord bless you. May he keep you. And let me just pray for us. Father God, we just thank you right now. We pray, Father God, that these words that we've heard tonight, Father God, will sink deep into our hearts, Father God, that, Lord, they'll be planted, Father God, and we will see the fruit that will bear from these seeds that have been planted in us, Father God. We thank you for Apostle Ame, Father God. May you continue to bless him and his ministry, Father God. May you continue to use him as a vessel for your glory. We pray over the saints of Glory and Peace Church, Father God. What a mighty people we are. People that are faithful. People that arise to the challenge to see what the Lord is doing. People who are reaching out to you, Lord. So, Father, as we reach out to you, reach back out to us, Father God. As we reach to touch you, touch us, Father God, in every aspect of our lives, Father. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace, Father God. And Lord, teach us how to partner with you, Father God. We may have our own thoughts of how to partner. We want you to teach us of how to partner with you, Father God. Teach us how to pray to you, Father God. Teach us how to be intimate with you, O God, we pray. And Lord, we just ask you tonight that as we go to rest, Father God, may the peace of God, who surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Bless you all, and we will see you tomorrow night. God bless you richly.